start the section on Kina. Slaymar Melech HaLevashalom Amar Verisi and Yizkal Amal. I saw all the toil, the Skol Kishren Hamaisa, and all. What was the word he used?
Skillful enterprise.
What?
Skillful enterprise.
Skillful enterprise. Ki Kines Ishmerayu. All built on jealousy. B'dis HaKin Nafshu L'Pamim Hitayva. Even though jealousy has a positive, like the Gemara says, can aside from Zarba Kachma, I will welcome Shaina Taibi Midara, my. But when it's not good, it's terrible. It's not a kin of a type of a covered machine, it's all the menailam. Ramu Mishiashla believes me a kin al Khaverai, a smice of Markivan. His bones will rot. Misha ain't by kin, ain't a smice of Markivan. One who doesn't have jealousy will not rot after he passes on. The kinna is meaning the bones are the skeletal makeup of a person. On top of that skeleton is what's put on. And jealousy ruins, eats up the etzem, the integral part of a person. The deepest part, meaning the skeletal, is eaten up by jealousy. How do I know that it's usher to have jealousy? And to a fool, anger will kill him. Upaisa, a different word for fool.
Naive.
Thomas Kinna. Jealousy will kill him. It's because of jealousy that Shaul killed Naive. Because of jealousy, the Kazdim snitched on Chananya Mishael Vazariah, Valeim Nepcha, and it turned on them. Right? Same thing is right. Alakina Hoshino Akazdim is Daniel, Valeim Nepcha, because they were jealous, they snitched on Daniel, they spread rumors on Daniel. Rambu Kasha Kashayel Kina. The Medri says, the Pasuk says, that Kina is as bad as Gehenim. Shekina Esav LeYaakov, Shekana Achav BeYosef. The jealousy that Esav had on Yaakov, the jealousy that the brothers had on Yosef, Shekina Shaul B'David. This is Kasha Kashayel. It's as difficult as Gehenim. It's terrible. The consequences were very severe. V'dayeg LeNitrael B'Shul HaKina. Dayeg was jealous of David, and that started Dayeg's downfall. Dayeg was raised in Hedron. The Gemara Zvachim says that he couldn't figure out the Mokum HaMikdash, and David did. With Shmuel, and therefore Daya couldn't let go. He had jealousy in him. Exact place where the Mikdash is supposed to be built. But Amru, it says, Hatzaras nidvekas debriyas mikinas hevel. Tzaras hits a person from Nur for Narisha kinna, for I don't know, hevel, he translates, Narishkaita, but senseless kinna. But Amru, kamato kinna v'tachos b'tech besai, one who makes jealousy and arguments in his house, Ma'alol of Kosov, to the Matu Kinna B'tachas B'Yisrael, by doing it publicly, meaning a person in his own house cannot run an atmosphere where jealousy and disagreement and tension rules. The Kosov Arash, Altit B'Bavav Chachinna, the Rosh says in Aruch Chaim, don't be jealous. Yizui Ra, Chayla Shein Ra Refua. It's an illness that doesn't have a Refua. B'Chupas Eliyahu Rabbah. Now this is a Gemara in Shabbos, but he brings this Gemara with more detail. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak had a mound of dirt in his vineyard. The Gemara has the same story in a much shorter way. Hey, Bisham Pailim, he brought workers, Lito as a tail, to remove the mound. The Chavru Isakolayem Kuloi, and they dug all day. The Yom Shaini on the second day, Kshein Chayfrin, when they were digging, Kavat Adam Mechad Mitech Besai, Kivrai. A person jumps out from a grave that's there under the pile, by the pile. The Yashav Alatel, and he starts sitting on the mound of dirt. The Hiskul is night eight, he starts shaking, shuckling. The Likrites, and to call out, Maha Yekaira, what did this person who was deceased say? Shemigi is Matrias Amesim. Maybe I'm getting up because it's Chias Amesim. Shemigi is Matrias Amesim. Ratu Apailim, the workers ran. By dealer of Nachman, and they informed of Nachman. Okay? I mean, I understand why they ran. I mean, this person came out on the ground, and he sat on the pile, and they came and informed of Nachman. Bo Matzah, Rav Nachman comes and finds him. Amalei, me, who are you? Amalei, Meitz Ali, I'm deceased. Shamba Igiyas Matchilas HaMeitzim. Amar Rav Nachman Adayim Igiyas Matchilas HaMeitzim. Nope, it's not time. Amar Matzif Chabetel Zeb. What are you doing in this mound? What are you doing here? Amar Loi Valoi Matchil Bach Shemesani. I told you, I'm dead. Amar Loi Yemesani Nirkav. Don't mace disintegrate, don't they rot? Amar Loi Yechnesizku Lebeis Arav. You went to learn, but Valoi Chagukho Seifa Mishlei. You didn't learn Mishlei. They didn't teach you Mishlei. Didn't Shlomo say that the rottage of bones is caused by jealousy? But that Maisa Kina, and it's a result of Kina. I never insisted on my measurement, meaning I always gave in. But the Fasti believe me Kina Schaver and Miyalim, and I never was jealous at anybody. And therefore, I never rotted. Why should I rot? Rottage comes from Kina. If I never was jealous, my bones don't rot. I never smoozed in a show or a Beis HaMedrash. All I did was listen to Tyra. One who listens to me, Yishkan Levetach, will last forever, and we have to stop in the middle of the story because I see it is 6:01. Only for somebody who sits and learns there, and not Dvarmit, not Kalas Roish, and Dvarmit Halem, that are not allowed. I hate to talk about it because I'm guilty, so... Okay. We are on Memvav and Aleph. We are four lines at the bottom, last word underlined. Okay, so we yesterday discussed the concept of Chazaka Derava. This is the Gemara in Shas that discusses this Chazaka Derava. And whenever people refer to the concept called Chazaka Derava, see Nida 46a. Zakti Gemara Vayitamar Rav Huna. Higdish V'achal. So let's take a man now. It could be a woman. The difference is 1 year, okay? But instead of going back and forth, 11 and 12, we'll stick to a man. The man is written in Lashon Zachar. That's why I'm doing that. Hegdish V'achol. The 12-year-old donated something to Hegdish. Now, donation to Hegdish works like a neder. And the Mishnah told us that in the year before he becomes a gadol, he has the ability to make a neder. That's what the Mishnah said. And the Mishnah said that means during the year of 12, we asked him the question, if he passes the test, his neder is a neder. Now what happens if he went and ate what he donated to Hegdish? Right. Person that eats Hegdish b'meizid, it gets malchus, ever alive. This person donated something to Hegdish, this cotton, this 12-year-old, and he ate it. Leica. So Rav Huna said, he would get malchus. Now even though he doesn't get punished for Chilul Shabbos, and he doesn't get punished for eating treif, and he doesn't get punished for other laven that he might do, but he gets punished for this one. Dr. Rashi Higdish, Rashi is 5 lines to the bottom. Higdish Teichas Man, Tinek HaYedei LaHafli. During that year period, a kid that knows how to explain his neder. The Ochel is a day and he ate it, like the Avar Gav de B'milsachriti La'Barayin Shinu. Even though in everything else, he's not yet up to the age of being punished. Why? Shenemar ki yafli lindar v'layachol dvaray. It describes the ability to make a neder as yafli, where that's the source of this age of 12 that he can express himself and it's a neder. And then elsewhere the Torah says that whoever makes a neder layachol dvaray should not break his word. Kol sheyeshna b'afla. Anybody that's included in the parsha of enunciating and speaking out a neder, yeshna b'bal yachol, means the Torah says bal yachol on anybody that makes a valid neder. And in the making the valid neder, the Torah used the word yafli, which we used as the basis of muflas ha-machlish. Right? Whether it's aloha l'maisha m'sinai that's based on the word yafli, whether it's a rabbit, we'll find out in a few minutes. But at this point, right, the Torah said, whoever makes a neder that works is Iver Layacho. And this is a neder that works. And therefore, he would be Iver Layacho and get punished.
How do you talk about a minor?
Yafli, we learn that the word Yafli is an extra word. It could have just said Ish makes a neder. Talking about Nazar there. It says Ishki Yafli Linda Neder Nazar Lahazar Lashem. So we learn now from here that a minor, at least we'll see in a minute exactly how we learn it out, but we learn now from here that a minor has a year that he can make a neder. during that last year. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Chiafli, Minayim Arbinan, Mufla Samachlash. It's from that word that we learn out, Mufla means a guy who can explain himself, who's close to being an adult. Mufla means, Yodeya Lefarish L'Shem Minadar. He knows to explain who he made a netter for. Samachlash, Shu Samach Lovin L'Klau Gadol. He's close to becoming an adult. The Hainu Shana Achas, 1 year, Kaidim Zaman, Shu Roy Live Mishnei Tzaris. A year before he brings Shnei Tzaris. The Hainu Batinaikis called Yud Beis, by a girl during her 12th year, which we call 11, Batinik Ben Yud Gimel, called Yud Gimel, and by a boy all his 13th year, which we call 12. Lo Yachel, Dr. Ashi. They're not in the same pasuk. Kiyafli is in Parshas Nasai, by Parshas Neder, and Lo Yachel is in this week's Parsha, Matas Masai. Kivin Mikomach, and Kivin the Navkal Aminei, the Yadei Lahaflus Havinidre Neder. But since the Pasik in Nasai told us the concept of Muflus Amachlish, Koyi Bebal Yachol, Yoksiv, Ishki Yidre Neder. The Pasik by Bal Yachol says, anyone who makes a Neder. Muflus Amachlish, Bechlal Ish. And Mufla included the boy who was close to being an Ish, as if he were an Ish. So therefore, when the Pasik says, Ishki Yidre Neder Lo Yachol, it includes the 12-year-old. And Ravuna understands that if you're over Lo Yachel, you get Malkus. It goes hand in hand. That's what Ravuna is saying. If the Torah includes a Mufla Samach Le'ish, that his netter counts, and therefore he goes into the Parsha of Nedarim, and in the Parsha of Nedarim it says that anybody who violates a netter violated a lav, and therefore the consequences of a lav is Malkus. Therefore Ravuna says that this boy can be Mechal Shabbos and not get a punishment. He can eat treif and not get a punishment. But if he makes a neder and breaks it, he'll get punished, he'll get Malkus. That's Rav Huna's Chiddush. That supposes that Mufla Samach Le'ish is a deraisa, because we're going to get involved in that today. Is this concept that making a neder a year prior to adulthood counts, is that a biblical or rabbinic halacha? If it's rabbinic, this wouldn't apply. Rav Huna understands that the drush of Kiyafli includes someone before adulthood. Now, where the year came from, I don't know. See, if it's halacha l'maishim Sinai, I don't have to know if it's halacha l'maishim Sinai. But Rashi is saying we're learning it out from the word Yafli. So where the year came from, I don't know. But Yafli includes someone who can express himself even though he's not an adult, because an adult doesn't have to express himself. Even if he doesn't know what he's doing, the netter counts. Right? But Yafli is including something extra. That's how Rav Huna is learning. Muflus Samach Le'ish is biblical. So exactly the parameters, how they fit into the drasha, I don't know. I thought it was halacha l'maishim Sinai, but I might be wrong. But if it's halacha l'maishim Sinai, then we don't need a pasuk. Sometimes you have a local information machine that defines the pasuk, so I don't know exactly, so I'm not going to say anything. I don't know.
According to
Rav
Huna, an adult
does not have to be... The Mishnah said it. Yes. The Mishnah said once the kid is 13, even if he doesn't know the questions, it counts. That was our Mishnah.
Right. Neder has to be clear.
Again, he doesn't have to know the Shein Mi Neder. That's what Yafli is telling me. We're learning from Yafli not how he expresses himself. We're learning from Yafli that one has to know the purpose, the mechanism of neder. And that's not necessary by an adult, so it's including someone who's not an adult, prior to adulthood. And where the year came from, I don't know. If you learn it's biblical, I don't know.
So a 40-year-old can make a neder and not be over because he doesn't know?
No. Once he's 13, we had this in the Mishnah. The La'achar Azman Hazeh.
Mentally challenged.
So we went through this yesterday. Is he a cheresh? It depends. Rashi talked about the one that's slow. And he said slow, Rashi in the Mishnah, said even though he doesn't know he's making an enemy, he's not a shaita. He doesn't qualify for shaita.
Shaita would be pater.
Shaita's pater from everything. Now, shaita doesn't mean slow or mentally challenged. Shleita means deranged. He can have the highest IQ. He can be a professor in Harvard. But he's still a Shleita.
Okay.
I don't know, you weren't here. I spoke out on some cipher that says what we call mentally challenged is under the heading of cheresh, not under the heading of shaita. And then it becomes a question of degrees. At what point do we qualify him as cheresh? Not so simple. Also, if he does marry a woman, she's mekudeshes midrabanan. The shaita is a non-kedushin at all. So it does make a difference. But some cipher speaks out that what we call mentally challenged or in the olden days, and I don't want to be politically incorrect, retarded, is not under the heading of shaita. Shaita means a very intelligent person, possibly, who's deranged. He's just crazy. Since the cemetery rips things up, he's no sense of responsibility, no sense of normalcy. He's not normal. That's a shaita. It's a very interesting language. It is found many times in Shas. And that is, Rav Huna bar Yehuda asked a question to prove Rav Huna right. Usually we say, they bring you a raya, tanya the Messiah loch, or, but here it's like, I ask a question, which if you don't learn like you is a problem, so therefore it proves you right. It's an interesting way of expressing a proof. The Braisa says, the Fisha Matinu, Sheishma Katna Kasav Kagod, that we found from the word Yafli, that the Torah equates a cotton, the last year, to a god, Lizada and Shua, that he is, how did you translate Lizada and Shua?
Deliberate violation of an oath.
And Ula Isser, and that he can impose an Isser, Ula Bal Yachol, and he's Iver Bal Yachol. That's what the Braisa says. We find that the Torah says that a 12-year-old can make for all things, for deliberate violation of oaths, for making an Isser, for violating Bal Yachol, Yachol Yechayim Alekdeisha Karban. What if he b'shagig, he donated a carbon, which works, because that works because of neder. And now he had hano, he did me'ila. Now me'ila requires a carbon, right?
Why is it punished?
I'm sorry? Yeah. I would think he has to bring a carbon. Talmud Leimer is Zadavar. Zadavar is exclusive to say he's Iver by Yahoo, but he doesn't bring carbon. That's what the Braisa says. That's what the Braisa says.
Is there any punishment?
Well, it says the Isser Ula Bal Yachol. Right? So, that's what it said. It said he's considered a gadol for deliberate violation of oath, for creating an Isser, and for Bal Yachol. But he's not for carbon. That's what the Braisa says. Tanimia, the Braisa says, the Isser Ula Bal Yachol Chayav. So we see he's Iver Bal Yachol, which means he gets Malkus. That's how the Gemara understands it. So it's a proof to Rav Huna. Zog the Gemara, no. Emel Isser Bal Yachol. Doesn't mean that. It means he violates the Isser, but there's no punishment. You're assuming that the word Bal Yachol includes punishment. Maybe not. Maybe the Braisa is meant to say he violated a law. When he's Mechal Shabbos, he also might have violated a law. Maybe not, maybe yes, I'm not going to get involved in that. But who says there's punishment? You made an assumption that the word Bal Yachol means punishment. Who says? That's what the Gemara says. No proof to Rav Huna. Rav Huna said it means punishment. I don't see that in the Braisa.
Bal Yachol
is the law, do not break the vow. Bal Yachol is the right. Rashi.
There are suin that are in the Torah, or specifically, and no, there's no punishment?
Again, a 12-year-old. Ketanim don't get punished. A 12-year-old Michal Shabbos, we wouldn't punish him. 12-year-old, he's straight, we wouldn't punish him. He's a cotton. But here the Torah said his netter counts. So Rav Huna says, oh, if his netter counts, he gets Malkus. Rav Huna bar Yehuda brings him a Raya because the Braisa said he's Iver Bal Yachol. The Gemara answered, he didn't say a word about punishment. Just said that he's Iver.
12-year-old,
that's this question.
no malchus for this?
What?
We don't get malchus.
We can't prove Ravuna right. That's all we're saying. You know, proof means 100%. If I can learn differently, I'm not saying you have to learn differently, but you didn't prove it.
We see a 12-year-old son of our age.
But
why the preacher put it, is it different? Why is he barring?
Because he says, since the Torah says a mufla is like an adult for neder, and therefore it goes into the parish of the Dharam, and therefore he's susceptible to getting malchus. That's what Ravuna is saying. And Ravuna Bar Yehuda tried to prove it from the first that the brides had used the word Bar Yaakov. And the Gemara's answer is, there's no proof. Rashi.
Fish.
Yeah, it's a different person. Right? You're a Maisha and there's other Maishas, you know what I mean? It's not like, you know, different Amaroah, I'm called Ravuna. At least I called you by your Hebrew name. The mashma yedei lahafloi samuch leish. That kati katan who calls on the zoo. He is a katan. Zad davar shetiva klima. The iser v'layachal lomaiti she yisura iser. For the fact that he made something usher, and for the love of layachal, it's effective. V'nidrei b'bal yachal. V'loi l'karbim ila, but not for carbon. U'bal yachal haynu malkas. Messiah the Ravuna. Emel Isra Bal Yaakov, Kloimer, Isura Ba'alma B'loi Malkus. It's only an Isra. Now, the next Gemara, at the end of the day, I don't know Pshat. At the end of the day, Dachroinim also struggle with, I hate to use the word struggle by other people, but it seems like they struggle and they don't have clarity in the next Gemara also. Because the Gemara starts assuming that if there's a lav, automatically there has to be malchus. But the Gemara just said you can have a lav and not have malchus. And then the Gemara turns around and assumes that Ravuna is right and you get malchus. As if we proved Ravuna right, which we didn't. But that's what the Gemara does. Frag the Gemara. Manavshach. Itzir b'ayachu, I'm sorry, three words before. Itzir b'ayachu, manavshach. Make up your mind. Imuf l'samuch l'ishtaraisa. If you learn that the concept that a 12-year-old makes a neder is biblical, milkanami lucky, you should get malchus. Because if you're Eiver Bal Yaakov, you get malchus. Now, that was the question. And now the Gemara says it as a statement. That was Ravuna's thing, and we tried to prove him, and we got out of it. Now the Gemara comes back and says, no. It's automatic. So that means you don't have to prove Ravuna right. It's an automatic. Which is very difficult. And if you tell me there's no malchus because it's not biblical, say ishinami leka. So then what are we talking about iser? It's not biblical. Nobody's usher biblically. The brisa says it's usher, but no carbon. So we wanted to say there's no malchus. Frank the Gemara, I don't understand you. If it's Balyachol, there's automatically malchus. And if it's not the brisa, so there's no Balyachol. Make up your mind. You can't have it both ways. Now, that was the whole chiddush of Ravuna, and that was the whole thing we were questioning whether he's right or not. And then the Gemara just like reacts and says, of course Ravuna is right. There's no other way to learn without proving him. That's the difficulty in this Gemara, and I don't have him shot. Zuck Rashi. I think, I don't know if I did the Rashi before. Emel Issa Vayachal claim Yisura Ba'alma B'loi Malkus. Goes hand in hand. And if it's a drabonon, isurinami like all of them akloy. There's not even an isser. Now here, Rashi says, what do you mean there's not even an isser? There's an isser rabbinically. How could the Gemara say isurinami leka? Duck Rashi, drabonon, it's a very chiddushnika Rashi. This Rashi is something to put away in your file. Because it's negay in many shilas. Rashi says, how can the Rabbanan make an Isser on a cotton? He's a cotton. He doesn't have to listen to the Rabbanan. Why do you listen to the Rabbanan? Because the Torah said you have to listen to the Rabbanan. But the cotton doesn't have to listen to the Torah. He doesn't have to listen to the Rabbanan. Look, Rashi, Yasser Rabbanon Litkune, if Rabbanon did make a takana, hachi tikkun, their takana must have been this. That if a cotton donates something to Hegdish, no one else should eat it. Rabbanon said, treat it like Hegdish as far as everybody else. Or when he matures, he won't be able to eat it. They didn't impose a rabbinic isra on him when he was a cotton. The cotton he's not in the age that a takana drabbanon makes any difference to him. It's a very excited to Karashi. There's a big machloikus rachas rishayim. Who is the chi of chinuch on? When Rabbanon said a cotton's mechuyah because of chinuch, is it the father's obligation or is the cotton obligated to train himself? Rashi is saying here it can't be the cotton's obligation to train himself. A cotton can't have any obligation rabbinically. That's what Rashi says here. He's cited the Rashi. How can Rabbanon make him chayiv? Why does he have to listen?
Should the right.
Yeah, but how can he, meaning why do people listen to the Rabbanah? Because the Torah said you have to listen to the Rabbanah. The cotton doesn't have to listen to the Torah, he doesn't have to listen to the Rabbanah. So Rashi says, if Muflus Samach listens to the Rabbanah, the issue is not on the cotton. The issue is on everybody else. That means if the cotton makes a netter and he donates something to Hegdish, the cotton himself, as he's a cotton, there's no restrictions. Everybody else has to treat it like Hegdish rabbinically. And when he matures, he'll have to treat it like Hegdish. But if you're all Mughal Samagdish to Raisa, so this is biblically Hegdish. And he would get Malchus, the Gemara says it's automatic. That was the part that I said is difficult in this Gemara. The Gemara all of a sudden assumes that if it's biblical, it has to have Malchus. That was the question we were dealing with, and then the Gemara just turns around and says that's a simple assumption.
Malchus not an heir. All Gemara was talking about the Malchus thing. Give.
No, there's no Malchus or Achayim if Mufus Habakkush is a Drabbanon. So then the cotton himself is Chayim Malchus. Because the Torah said he can make an Eder. So he goes into the Parsha of Nedarim. Correct. Because they can't do it. Because they can't do it to him.
Exactly.
What does that mean?
It's that he would otherwise be chayav for.
Well, nobody doubts that the father has a chi of chinuch. Nobody, first of all, it's a mistake what you just said. Just for information's sake, the Magen Avraham brings two pshatim. The first pshat, he says, is the cotton suffers for his father's chatoim. Gemara says that young children under bar mitzvah can die because of their parents' sins. So when a person becomes bar mitzvah, the father is thanking Hashem that his kid won't suffer from his chatoim. Magen Avraham says this. Baruch Shepetrani, I am finally putter from him getting punished. That's the first shot in the Magen Avraham, which nobody knows. The second shot in Magen Avraham is that he's not punished for the kid's averus. Why should he punish the kid's averus? The kid's not mitzvah. He's punished for his lack of training. So because the kid does averus, it shows he wasn't trained, so the father gets punished for the lack of training, so he thanks Hashem that he's no longer responsible to train his kid. That's the second shot. But the two shot in the Baruch Shepetrani. But nobody says that if a kid eats chazer, the father gets punished like he ate chazer. If he gets punished for not training his kid not to eat chazer. Yes. That's why the mistake that people make Baruch Shepetrani, it just starts then. That's when it starts. I do. So anyway, so Zakti Gemara, we don't understand this. How could you tell me this Isser and not Malchus? If it's biblical, there's Malchus. And if it's not biblical, then it's not even Asim at the Raisa. And for the Gemara, La'ilam HaMuzarim Aluf. You're right. It's talking about that it's rabbinic. And when it says Isser, it means that those who are warned to train him, those who are mechuyev to mechanech him, have to stop him from doing this, from eating it. So when the Braisa says that the katan is like a gadol for Isser, it means that when he does it, those who are in charge of him have to stop him from doing it. Rashi, Umishani, Lo'ilam Drabanan. The Isura, when the Braisa said the word Isser, Aman Kois are going on, Al Oisan Hamuzarim Alav Lahavish Mi Isura, from those who have to keep him away from an Isser. Now, that's a big shayla. If you see a cotton eating the vela, you mechuyev to stop him? Walking down the street, and you see a kid eating treif. Are you mechuyev to stop him? The father is. Is anybody else? So it's a big sugya on Yevamos. Cotton eichon the velas. Does Bezin have a job to stop him? If Bezin has a job, so does everybody else, or not? Now you're telling me here that when a cotton makes a netter, mufusamach leitches the drabanon, and everybody has an obligation to stop him. Shmami no cotton eichon the velas Bezin mitzubin olav afrishai. Are you telling me that this brisa is telling me that Bezin has people have to get involved to stop him? Rashi. This is a machloikis in the 14th parak of Yevamos. Be Yevamos. And for the Gemara, we're going back now that it's a deraisa. You're right. The fact that the braisa said the word Isser must be going on a deraisa. Isser bayachol. So what's the Isser? Halgam b'mayaskinon shegon shehigdishu v'achol acherim. He donated it. And others ate it. And therefore, they get Malkus. He's 12 years old. Muflus HaMakhlis is a deraisa. He won't be over anything because he's a cotton. Not like Ravuna. But others will get Malkus. Others will get Malkus. Not he will get Malkus. Others will get Malkus. Bayachu means Malkus. We're not withdrawing that. But who is going to get Malkus? The others, not him. That means this 12-year-old donates something to Hegdish, somebody else uses it, they don't get Malkus. He himself? Maybe not. No proof to report. So trashy. Elohim Maiskin. Loilim Kediktoni listen about Yaakov of the Malkus Gomer. We're going back that it's a deraisa. And it's Malkus. Now, if you look like the side of the Ravuna Mahal, you can't prove Ravuna right. The Hadik Tani Malkus, I had this cotton, love the day comer. That which we say that is Malkus on a cotton donation is not talking to the cotton. Other people would get Malkus. So let me explain what the Gemara just did. Ravuna said, Alokha, that a cotton who makes a netter and eats it gets Malkus. Ravuna Bayuda said, I have a Brisa. The Brisa says, Isser Lebal Yaakov. We answered him, no. Isser, but no Malkus. Then the Gemara said, hold a second. How can you have Isser without Malkus? If it's deraisa, it's hand in hand. And if it's drabanan, it's not an Isser. So the Gemara tried to say, it's drabanan, Isser just means people have to stop him. But the Gemara, that's a machloikas. Can't pick sides like that. So the Gemara, you know what? It's a deraisa. And bayachol means Malkus. But unlike Rav Huna, who said bayachol means he gets Malkus, bayachol means other people get Malkus, who are adults. The Braisa says, Israel about Yaakov. Right. That's what the Gemara says. Yes, doctor.
It's all presupposed that a cotton can own.
100% you can own something.
Okay.
Or can he inherit? Zag the Gemara, right. Honey, Chalamanda, my Hegdishu, Vachlach, Harem, like, this is a Machlaikas. If a cotton donates something, and others eat it, do they get Malkus? One man the Amar says yes, and one man the Amar says no. El man the Amar ain't like him, I kill him Amar. What is the other man the Amar going to do with that Braisa?
It has to be talking about the case. Meaning it must be talking about.
We don't know, but that man the Amar says nobody gets Malkus. The Amar. Hignesu v'aknachayrim. Rav Kahan Amar ain't like him. Rav Yechen and Rav Shlankish Amitavayu like him. So here we have a brisa. Here we have two Amoraim that are arguing whether Muflus Amaklis is a deraisa or a drabanan. Rav Kahana says nobody gets Malkus because this whole thing is rabbinic. And Rabbi Yechon and Rosh Lakis say no, Muflus Amaklis is a deraisa. Right. So here we have a Machlokes.
Can the kibbutz get Malkus?
No, it doesn't say that. Others get Malkus. But we just interpreted the brisa that others get Malkus. Rav Kahana has to learn this brisa. He learns Muflus Amaklis is a drabanan. What does he do with this brisa? We're asking a side question now. The brisa says somebody is getting Malkus. Kim, we said not the cotton. Others. But Rav Kahana says nobody gets Malkus because the whole thing is rabbinic. So what is Rav Kahana going to do with that brisa? That's our question. There's a machloikas amaroyim. Is a muflus amaklis biblical or rabbinic? We just answered that this brisa holds it's biblical. And everybody else is going to get Malkus. But Rav Kahana says it's not biblical. How does he learn that brisa? He has to learn the brisa. Kit, delete the brisa. Why does it say Isser Lubal Yachol? The brisa at the top of the page. Somebody's going to have to be over Bar Yaakov from that brisa. Again, emphasis the Gemara. Midrabanan ukras machtav alma. The whole brisa never meant biblical. Till now, we read the brisa, we saw biblical. Isser Bar Yaakov sounds biblical. Rav Kahana will say that this whole brisa just means rabbinic Isser, rabbinic Bar Yaakov. Meaning it's similar to Bar Yaakov. It's a big chiddush. Pashut, when you learn Bar Yaakov, it's biblical. No one would get punished. It's just rabbinically we tell people stay away. It changes the whole thing. Till now we've been assuming that the word Bar Yaakov screams the Raisa. So we add, but what's Kahana going to do? He holds Muflus Amaklis as a drabanan. How does he learn the brisa? His answer is, the brisa brought a pasuk. All of this is asmachta. It's where the rabbanan saw to institute it. But really, Muflus Amaklis is a drabanan, not a brisa. Rashi. Midrabanan. Kleimer. Manda amar ein loikin. Mukum law the kani l'isser l'bal yachol to the kimdan. Isser bal yachol. Just an isser. Isur bal momadrabanan. Umikra the chiyafli the kani. The brisa brought a pasik. Shehishva akasav that the Torah equated. Asmachta balma. It's a hint. It's not a real drasha. It's only drabanan. So at the end of the day, there's two ways to learn the brisa. If you learn the Muflus Amaklis is a derisa, so other people will get Malkus. Will he? Rav Huna says yes, but we have no proof. And will anybody else? If you hold Muflus Amaklis the Raisa, yes. If you hold Muflus Amaklis the Drabanan, the Braisa never meant biblical. The Braisa meant rabbinic. The Braisa meant rabbinic. That's what it is. And rabbinic, nobody gets punished. Either Braisa uses the word Bar Yaakov, it's just a hint. It doesn't really mean Bar Yaakov. Zakti Gemar Gufa. We just had this. Higdish Valklacherim. Rav Kahana Amar Ein Loikin. Rav Yechon Rav Shlokas Amar Tavai Loikin. Rav Kahana says no Malkus. Rav Yechon Rav Shlokas says yes Malkus. But Maika Miflagi, what's the Malkus about? My Shavim Muflus Amaklis to Raisa, or my Shavim Muflus Amaklis to Drabana. This is the Malkus throughout Shas. This is often quoted. Is Muflus Amaklis to Raisa, or is Muflus Amaklis to Drabana?
Why wouldn't the Rabana
That's not Malkus. That's Malkus Mardus. It's a different thing. It's a different sugya. Maybe they do, maybe they don't. Not discussed in this Gemara. But wouldn't be Bar Yaakov. Bar Yaakov is a derisa. Right. Now, Tysus has a problem. How could you get Malkus? Right? How could you get Malkus when you're 12? Who says this kid's going to develop a safe cyrus on his 13th birthday? If he doesn't, then he's not in the year before his bar mitzvah. He turned 12 on Zion Elul. On Tef Elul, he made an eder. If you hold Muflus Amaklis to the Raisa, we'll give him Malkus. Or we'll give other people Malkus. All assuming that he's going to turn bar mitzvah on Zion El. Maybe not. Maybe he won't get Shneis Aris. So it says, Rive. Rive. So you have to say that Rive makes it Hasraz Vadai. We can tell people you are violating an Issa for sure, because he's for sure going to become bar mitzvah a year from now. For sure. It's not really for sure. It's a majority. That's what I said. That means Chazak and the Rava is enough to give Hasra. If Kivega is Masupik, whether we would give the guy Malkus. Would you give the guy Malkus based on that Rav? Kivega is not sure.
How would you see the Hasra?
You are now violating the Isra of a 12-year-old who made a Neder, whose Neder is biblically efficient. He's a Mufla Summer Clash. He is. He might not be. And you just said he is. You said Mechon Rav. Kvega said that Tyson is saying that's a valid Hasra. But Kvega doesn't know whether that means we would actually give the guy Malka. Not sure. Okay. Let's give my advice. Do we wait? Meaning of Kvega's question is, do we wait to see what happens? Do we wait? Meaning we gave him Hasra. The Hasra was a great Hasra. Based on Chazak and the Rebbe. Now, do we say, can he say, can you see, can we wait to see whether he gets Shnei Saris on his 13th birthday? I might be exonerated. I'll spend the whole year davening that he not develops Shnei Saris on his 13th birthday. If Kivega says maybe. Maybe he can ask to wait to give him the Malkus till later. Because he might not violate it. It's enough to make it that we can warn him, but who says we would punish him? Maybe we would wait. We punish by Rive, but why punish him if you can wait it out? Wait to his 13th birthday and see what happens. Shem Kivegu says. Let's begin my right to Master Rabbi Yirmiyah. Yisayma Shindadra Baila. Yisayma Shindadra. Here's a girl, lost her father, her mother married her off, and she made a vow. Baila Mefer Nidra. Baila Mefer La. Her husband can cancel it. Halacha is, we learned many, many a time in Masechtas Nedarim and in Nazir, a woman makes a neder, her husband can say, no way. Goodbye, canceled. This woman is 11, this girl is 11 years old. She has a neder, because before 11 it doesn't count. Her husband can say no. Now, Bishleim, as you learn, Mufu Sabakish is a drabanon. Her neder is a drabanon. Her marriage is a drabanon. A husband that's rabbinic can cancel rabbinic neder. But if you learn Muflus Amiklish is a deraisa, her neder is a deraisa, her husband's rabbinic. Since when can a rabbinic husband cancel a biblical neder? He's not her husband biblically. The Torah allows a husband to cancel the dar. He's not her husband. She's the Yisayma. That's why her marriage is rabbinic. If her father were alive, the father would have married her off. It would be biblical. Yisayma Shisiya, where is it? Shinadra, Baila Meferla. So Bishleima, it's good. Yeah, I'm a Bishleima, but for some of the Drabbanon. Us in Yisuan Drabbanon, or Mavatli Nidra Drabbanon. A marriage Drabbanon can be Mavatli Nidra Drabbanon. Hey, I'm a Deraisa. Us in Yisuan Drabbanon, Mavatli Nidra Deraisa. Bashi. Yisayma, Shisiyasa Ima, the Bas Miyanu, she can do Miyan, the Nisun Nidra Midra Bala. Baila Meferla, Banidra. Bilei Karla Yisayma Le Bekatnusa. The minute she's 12, she's no longer Yisayma. The minute she's 12 and she lives with her husband, she's a regular woman. Right? So we're talking about an 11-year-old, Kozman Shalui Le Miyan. She's only called the Yisayma for this purpose till she becomes an adult. See, I'm a Bishlema Mufla Samakli Shlava Nidra Nidra Midra Bala. Shemaki by Lameferla. Dasi Nisun Drabanan and Abruta Drabanan. By the way, without confusing people, the halacha of when is a Yasama and a Yisayma considered a Yasama and Yisayma as far as the Isser, of the special Isser of hurting a Yasama and a Yisayma. Meaning, in this area, it's 12, she's not a Yisayma anymore. It's a biblical marriage if he lives with her after 12. But when. So in halacha it's brought until they're capable of being self-sufficient, they're considered a yasim and a yasayma. I mean, Rachmana Litzlan, a boy loses one of his parents at 12 or 14, not capable of caring for himself, is a yasim. So he becomes capable to be self-sufficient. Mr. Bura Paskins is considered a yasim. Mr. Bura Paskins that. But, thanks to Mr. Bura, but for this halacha, when she gets married at 12, she's a deraisa, she's not considered a yasim for marriage. And for the Gemara, Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Baila Maifer Lo Amin Manoshech. The husband can be made for whether you hold Mufla Samachish as Rabbanon or the Rais. Why? Listen to Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Eid Rabbanon, if you hold Mufla Samachish as Rabbanon, Rabbanon who? So he can be made for it. He's married Rabbanon. He can be made for the Rabbanon. Eid Rais, Chat Maichon Levelesu. If it's a Rais, she's still a Ktana. Right? Her neder might be the Raisa, but since she's a Ktana, ain't Bazin Mitzvah of Rafishai. Bazin doesn't have to separate her. Meaning, so while she's a Ktana, right, even though her neder is a Raisa, but her violation is a Drabana. Now, Tyson says to Kasha, we just said before, if it's a deraisa, she gets malchus. So what do you mean it's only drabana? She's going to get malchus. So Tyson says the Gemara could have asked it. But the Gemara has a different question.
Okay, I'll just say one also.
What do you mean?
She made another something
else. Right. So the Rashi asked that question, and he says the Gemara could have asked that too. But the Gemara is going to slug this up anyway, so therefore any question you come up with, the Gemara could have asked. Frank, the Gemara of a
Rabbi, I'm sorry. Can I, before we come up to the answer, why would we call that last thing the husband Mayfair? If she's not chayiv in it, that doesn't mean he's nullifying it. Why are we using that terminology?
You're right. It's a great question. I think the Gemara is going to address it in a second. Not directly, but indirectly. His question is, so the husband's doing nothing. So why does it say husband made for law? Frank the Gemara, v'chi gadla achla, b'afara kamaisa. But when she becomes an adult, she's going to continue violating the netter because her husband canceled it, which was a non-cancellation, as Harvey just pointed out, because he never had to cancel it. He's only rabbinically married. It was a biblical netter. And now, when she turns 12, she's going to walk around saying she has no nether. You're setting her up for failure. Amar Rabba Bar Livoi, Baal Mefer La Kosha Bisha. He lives with her. He's now married to her biblically, and he's Mefer now. It doesn't mean Mefer when you're Ktana. He keeps on being Mefer, meaning as soon as it's a biblical marriage, he's Mefer it. A husband can't be made for Nedarim prior to his rights. He marries a girl, he can't be made for her previous Nedarim. He's marrying her now when he lives with her after 12. And he's being made for the Nedarim she made before that. So how can he do that for her? Kaidman means Nedarim done before.
For marriage or before?
It doesn't make a difference. For practical purposes, this was before marriage. And for the Gemara, Kidra Pinchas Mishmei the Rabba, the Amar Pinchas Mishmei the Rabba, Kal HaNedaret Adas Baili Nedaret. Now this is, we're introducing our whole new concept. This girl, when she was 11, and she made a neder, it's built in that she's only making it if her husband agrees. Her rabbinic husband agrees. It's as if there was a condition in this neder. I'm making this. I know my husband has rights over me. She's not so well learned to know whether he's biblical or a bit. So in her mind, it's a built-in condition. I only want to make the netter if my husband agrees. So if he says no, the netter was never a netter.
Only for a cousin?
This is exactly what we'll discuss, but I want to catch up with Rashi. She's going to eat with that far, and it wasn't that far. But him to God like on the veilus. Kosha, bafim shadadla. He's made for again. Ushabal, It was a Baal. La'achas shegadla, the ha'vahach b'ila kedushin gemurim deraisa. He just married her biblically. The ma'isa g'dayla ma'isa. She's over 12. Hilchach oisin nesuin deraisa, mevat manibda deraisa. He's made for now. He's married to her biblically. Ein ha'vahal made for nedarim ha'kayid milin nesuin. Pesachnes nedarim. That's a Masechtas Nedarim. V'hai neder kaidim l'akbila deraisa. This neder preceded this kedushin deraisa. Adas baila kloim v'hach tana al daita shozeh nadra v'chi arminan ein abal mefer b'kaidman heichad aless labal b'shas neder klau. That's when she wasn't married. Here she was married rabbinically. In her mind, she's doing it that he agrees. Kidra Pinchas kloimar. Like Tukalala Brysish Abal Mefer Lakol Shabisha. It doesn't have to be re-Mefer. Bays. The La'ilam Nidra Deraisa. I, the Kashalach Asin Yisum Drabanan Mavatlin Nidra Deraisa? No. Ahachim Mavatelis, the Kohan Nidaris. Now, so the question over here is, so what happens? Is this a new halakha? Every married woman that makes a netter does it Al-Daz Baila? So there's two questions. Number one, so why did the Torah have to write a parsha b'afara? Why did the Torah have to write the Baal's right? She made it's an automatic condition. So why does he have to be made for? By meaning, why is there a halacha called he has to be made for? He doesn't have to be made for. She made it in this condition. So if he says no, even without the gzeiros hakasav b'afara, let me say it even more. Halacha is if he's not made for that day, he can't be made for. What do you mean? It's conditional. He can wait 3 days and then say, I didn't want it. It's conditional. Hafara comes with halacha. You got to be made for the day he hears. Why? You just told me any woman that makes a netter makes it because her husband agrees. So for that, we try to say, what if the woman says, I don't care about my husband? She told you, I'm making this netter, and I give a hoot what my husband thinks. Nice 2026 lady. Liberated. She doesn't care what her husband says. So the Torah said he has a right to be made for anyway. And that has restrictions. The second question, whatever it is, Now, the second question is a more difficult question to answer. We learned in Adarim that Afara means it cuts from now and on. It's not retroactive. But if you're telling me every woman's netter is conditional, so why isn't it retroactive? You would have to say that those in the darim that she didn't say, I don't care about my husband, those are taka retroactive. Only in the darim that she said, I don't care about my husband, that's not retroactive. It's a very big chiddush to say. So what I quite want to say, and I know everybody's going to look at me like I'm crazy, is that the woman's condition is that if my husband says no, it shouldn't be a netter from then and on. I mean, I'm making it on the condition that my husband doesn't say no, and when he says no, my netter should stop. It's a very big chiddush, but that's what they say to answer that question. Yes, doctor.
Actually, the question would seem to be answered very much. The information flow in the two examples is opposite. If the, as Rabinus says in the name of Rava, that if the information flow has to do with the husband not liking it, exactly as you say, then the husband never liked it, he didn't like it before he heard it, he didn't like it after he heard it. So that would explain the retroactivity. Whereas if the information flow is from the woman to the
honestly,
husband,
I have no idea what you just told me, except a lot of fancy words. Let me. Is it retroactive or not? I want to know what you're saying.
We know that it's not retroactive.
So why isn't it retroactive? That's the question.
So what I'm saying is, according to Reb Pinchas, in that case where it is dependent on the husband,
every netter, Reb Pinchas says it about every woman.
And I need to finish the sentence. And the person, and the husband does not approve of it. You know, those two things being that you cannot say retroactive, or it was actually impossible for her to make that matter.
Again, bottom line is, the Gemara Nedarim says that Afara is not retroactive.
Absolutely. Okay.
So when is it not retroactive?
it is not retroactive in a case where the husband might or might not approve of it.
But he then doesn't approve of it.
And he reversed it from that point onwards. But that was not a set thing until he expressed a disapproval.
Yeah, her condition was that I not make every netter is made based on my husband's approval. And if he says no, I didn't mean to make the netter. So then it's retroactive.
Yes, in that case.
But that's every case. Unless you tell me, she said, I don't care about my husband. That's the only way it would work. That was the first answer I gave. But I said, you're saying a big kiddush, that all Masechtas Nedarim that says a farah is not retroactive, he's talking to a woman didn't care about her husband.
I agree that it's not the way I think about it. Makes perfect
sense. Again, if you're willing to live that way, I'm fine. Everybody.